Six people have been arrested and three Garda cars were damaged at a protest at a site earmarked to accommodate international protection applicants in Newtown Mount Kennedy in Wicklow last night. Garda say they came under attack and the public order unit deployed shields and incapacitant sprays, but locals have accused Garda of using unnecessary force and aggressive tactics. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has more on this. What happened in Wicklow yesterday and last night, Samantha?
Well, Mary, over the past 6 weeks, there's been an ongoing protest in Newtown Mount Kennedy in County Wicklow at a site known locally as both Trudder House or River Lodge. And it's a former HSE site. And at one time it was a school. It's just on the outskirts of the town, opposite the local GAA club. And the protest began after construction work started on the site back in March and word spread locally that it was being used to accommodate international protection applicants. The Department of Integration later confirmed they were assessing it to potentially place 28-man tents on the site, which sits behind gates along a rural road. But yesterday morning, mounting tensions in the area escalated, and Gardaí released a very lengthy statement last night claiming that they had come under attack. Now, they say it all began yesterday when workers were brought onto the site. Locals say that happened at around 2 a.m. and that the public order unit were there at those early hours of the morning as what they described as balaclava-clad workers were brought onto the site. Now, Gardaí say that after these workers moved in, they were subject to verbal and physical abuse throughout the day, and by evening they say that had escalated to rocks and missiles being thrown at them, that fires were lit and an axe was recovered at the scene. And indeed there were lots of videos circulating online last night of piles of wooden pallets on fire at the entrance to Trudder House, lots of people approaching Garda lines. Now Garda say the situation intensified and they used force to defend themselves. The public order unit were wearing helmets and they deployed their shields and an incapacitant spray, which I understand Garda have been equipped with since the Dublin riots last November. It's slightly stronger than pepper spray. Now, they say three Garda patrol cars had windows broken and tyres slashed, and that six people were arrested under the Public Order Act and are being detained in Garda stations in Wicklow. They say they weren't aware of anyone being injured during the incident, and they concluded this unusually detailed statement by saying that while they respect the right of citizens to exercise their constitutional rights, this right does not extend to breaches of criminal law, the interference with the rights of other citizens to carry out their daily activities or to attack members of An Garda Síochána. They said any Garda activity in relation to evolving events involves a graduated policing response, taking into account relevant legislation and public safety with enforcement as a last resort. And they also said they're aware of misinformation and disinformation being spread about the incident.
And locals too have released a statement.
That's right. Since this protest began back in March, local man Kevin Haig, who runs a glamping business in the area, has acted as the spokesperson for the residents. And when we first covered this protest a few weeks ago for RT News, he and others were really keen to emphasise that this was a peaceful protest organised by those living nearby. And they told me they'd been discouraging any outside groups from coming in to lend their support. However, as the weeks have progressed, the numbers there have grown, and the locals have grown increasingly frustrated with the Garda and the government response to their protest, which is taking place, we must remember, in the heart of Taoiseach Simon Harris's constituency. Now, they've maintained that since the start, they think the site is unsuitable for tented accommodation, that the resources of the village are already stretched. And they say legally, they believe the site could only be used for education or medical purposes. They said last week that when the Garda Public Order Unit first led workers onto the site, they used what they described as aggressive and intimidating tactics. And they said after they expressed their outrage about the workers being there, they were withdrawn. A meeting between locals, the site developer and senior Garda had been due to take place next Monday, but they said when the workers were brought onto site at 2 a.m. yesterday morning with the insistence of the public order unit, they felt their concerns had been disregarded, and they said it would appear we simply do not have a voice anymore.
Where do they go from here? What happens now?
Well, as of late last night, Garda said that those gathered at the entrance to the site were moved away but remained in the area, and that around 50 Garda remained at the scene late last night. In an update this morning, Garda said they maintained a presence at the site overnight but that there were no further incidents. And they say the six people arrested, four men, one woman and a juvenile, are still being detained. But the question now is, given these obvious tensions and the violent scenes in Newtown Mount Kennedy last night, if the Department of Integration is continuing with its plans to accommodate international protection applicants here, or if they're going to enter into talks with locals there as they have in other areas to try and ease tensions. But for their part, locals have vowed to continue their protest and voice their objections to this site being used to accommodate international protection applicants.
And that's our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Liberari.